Park City School Board member Nancy Garrison says there's at least one bill that they're concerned about in this year's upcoming legislative session. This one involves designating more money to charter schools and away from public schools.
There was a bill announced yesterday that is of considerable concern, whereby charter schools would be swapping out the funding mechanism so that right now they're funded 75% through sales income tax and 25% through property tax. That would be shifted to 75% through property tax. That has very real implications for Park City School District. So we will be down at the legislature speaking with our representatives and trying to explain why that does not serve a majority of Utah public school students. The charter school community is really, they have effective lobbying is what I could say.
There are two charter schools in the Park City area, the Winter Sports School, a high school, and the Weilenman School of Discovery, an elementary and middle school. Another bill that those in education are keeping an eye on, as they do every year, is one for equalization. Normally sponsored each year by State Senator Aaron Osman, equalization efforts redistribute monies from wealthy school districts to poor districts. But the bill he proposes this year, Garrison says, they could possibly live with.
An equalization bill that actually is different and slightly more palatable from Park City's perspective in terms of his funding would be with new money, so new capital dollars, and that is a change from previous attempts on his behalf for equalization, whereby those have looked to take existing money and redistribute it. So it's not a winsome loss for Park City School District, and that is comforting.
Another item to follow deals with the appropriateness of the state school board selection.
The state school board selection will be a very serious matter that the ledge will have to consider. They, of course, were found by a federal court that the process was inappropriate. So their hand is forced to deal with that and set a new process. That, I suspect, will be very contentious. And it will be an item to watch on the education front.
Candidates, as I recall, were actually nominated by the governor himself, and then an election would be held, as opposed to anybody who wanted to file for office.
Exactly. Right? So it was that process that came into question.
That's Park City School Board member Nancy Garrison. Looking ahead to some possible good news concerning education from the 2015 legislative session is that the per pupil funding is expected to increase by about 6%. Even still, according to State Senator Jim DeBacchus, it won't get Utah out of last place for education funding among the 50 states. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.